Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I appreciate you for allowing me to be your loyal host, week in and week out, day in and day out, month after month. You truly honor me by giving me this privilege. It is a responsibility, no doubt, but it is also a privilege. I say responsibility because I really do feel responsible for doing my best to bring you information that is accurate and information that is helpful. And that's why I really do encourage you to be ready to grasp the information that we will be sharing so that you can put it to use in whatever ways will help you and or your loved ones, your associates who mean something to you. We really do want you to be ready to grab hold of the information and put it into play in your lives. And that's part of the reason that so often, you know, when we're bringing you information, one of my goals, and this is always one of my goals, I said so often, always one of my goals, is to offer information that is fair, objective, hopefully truthful. And so you'll hear me, especially when it comes to information that's of a political nature. I'll share information from nonpartisan organizations, sometimes from bipartisan organizations, but of course that generally means Republican and Democrat. So what do you do with any number of independent views? And so most of the time I go with nonpartisan organizations and let you decide. And certainly we do want to be in a position where we're focusing on the subjects with integrity. And very, very often with a human hat. So that regardless of even nationality, we're just looking at the fact that we're talking about humans. We're talking about people. We're talking about the earth. It's land, it's water, it's air, etc. And try to decide whether our views, our positions are the ones that are probably going to be most beneficial, or do we need to consider even at least thinking about adjusting our views, our positions. Well, today, we may have that challenge because one of the topics we're going to cover has to do with prostitution. In fact, that's going to be it, prostitution. And don't worry, we're certainly not going to be promoting prostitution. We're not going to be promoting the whole idea of people taking advantage of the opportunity to participate in sexual acts with prostitutes, whether male or female. But I do want us to delve into prostitution to see if we can get a better handle on what it's really about. So we're going to be talking about that. But before we go there, I'd like for us to think about something else. How many of you really, really enjoy your pets? I mean, in fact, we could go so far as to say how many of you truly, truly love your pets. I tell you, unfortunately, I think it's unfortunate that doing wrong is so much a part of the human equation that there's a lot of pain involved in the human equation. And as a result, there are some people who have been so hurt, so disappointed, so disillusioned by the behaviors, the actions, the speech of other humans, that there are people who actually love their pets even more than they love people, sometimes even more than they love the humans in their family. They consider the pets part of the family, and given the opportunity to, well, come to the defense of the pet or come to the defense of a human family member, there are people who will come to the defense of the pet every time. Yes, people love the pets. Well, let's take a listen to something that WebMD has to say about our pets. And I'm certainly not suggesting that we get rid of our pets. I'm not suggesting that we stop loving our pets. I know it would be better if more people would take better care of the pets, taking great care of them, making sure that they remain vaccinated, just like children And now even adults need to be vaccinated, making sure that they're well fed, etc. But at the same time, just like, you know, we need to exercise caution in our relationships with our fellow man and our fellow woman, we need to sometimes exercise caution when it comes to how we connect with our pets. Check this out.
You love your pet, but there's a small chance you could get one of these preventable diseases from him. Roundworms are parasites that infect dogs and cats. Their eggs and larvae show up in your pet's poop. You could get sick if you accidentally touch it or a surface that it's been on. You may have symptoms like stomach pain, vomiting, wheezing, or a fever. Ringworm is another wriggly-sounding infection, but guess what? It's not a worm. It's a fungus, and it can show up as inflamed, circular patches without fur on your pet. You'll risk catching it if you touch these spots on your pal or touch something he laid on or rubbed against. Ringworm can cause itchy, red, circular rashes on people, too. Now let's talk about a bad bug that affects felines. It's a parasitic disease called toxoplasmosis. Maybe you've heard that people catch it by handling infected cat litter. They can, but you're more likely to get it from eating undercooked meat or unwashed fruit and veggies that the parasite has been on. Most people have no symptoms, but for pregnant women, it can put the baby at greater risk for serious health problems, including vision or hearing loss, or mental disabilities and seizures. If your immune system is weak, the infection could give you breathing trouble, heart disease, or other symptoms. Everyone can do some simple things to avoid getting sick. Wash your hands often. Don't let your kids play near outdoor areas where Fido or Fluffy poops. Ask your vet if your pet needs to be dewormed. And if you're pregnant, let someone else handle the cat litter.
All right. So we can love our pets. We just need to make sure that we're taking precautions so that we can be about the business of staying safe and healthy. All right. So I had mentioned that we were going to also be taking a look at prostitution. And here's the big question. And I know for some of you, I'm just going to give you this disclaimer right now. I know that for many, the answer to the question that I'm going to ask is going to be a done deal. You're already going to know what your answer is. For some of you, and that's, you know, whether the answer is yes or no. For some of you, it may not be as easy because there are just so many different things that you're going to be weighing. I can dig it. But regardless of what your response would be, I think that it can be helpful for us to hear what some other people are saying. You know, very often when we take a look at the various sides of an issue, the pros and the cons, I encourage that we really listen to both sides, the side that supports what position we may have already taken, the side that supports the opposing position that we may have taken. If for no other reason, just to understand more about where people are coming from. And that doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to gain a better understanding for the purpose of changing our position. That's not what I'm after. I want us to hear what both sides have to say about this. And if nothing else, we can just be better informed about both sides, or at least two sides of an issue. So we're sharing this with you courtesy of ProCon.org, and I want us to be ready to take an in-depth look at this. I mentioned that we're going to be focusing on prostitution. The specific question that we will be addressing is this one, an age-old question. Should prostitution be legal? Okay, should prostitution be legal? Let me give you just a summary of the pros and the cons of legalizing prostitution. So the pros are saying, the proponents are saying, yes, prostitution should be legalized. And of course, the cons are saying, no, prostitution should not be legalized. We're going to go beyond, though, just addressing this whole issue of whether or not prostitution should be legalized. We're going to look at more than that. But before we take another look at what we can get out of this conversation, let me just give you this overview of the proponent side of legalizing prostitution, an overview of the opponent side of legalizing prostitution. The proponents, those who say that we should legalize prostitution, contend that it would reduce crime, it would improve public health, it would increase tax revenue, it would help people out of poverty, it would get prostitutes off the streets. Now, keep in mind, try to put into your memory bank the details of these overviews. Okay, get prostitutes off the streets and allow consenting adults to make their own choices. They further contend that prostitution is a victimless crime, especially in the 11 Nevada counties where it remains already legal. Opponents who say no, prostitution should not be legalized, say that legalizing it would lead to increases in sexually transmitted diseases such as AIDS, global human trafficking, violent crime, including rape and homicide. They further contend that prostitution is inherently immoral, commercially exploitative, empowers the criminal underworld, and promotes the repression of women by men. All right, now, I've asked you to kind of lock into your memory banks these details of these overviews. And these are just overviews. You know, some of you have been with me when we have done the pros and cons of various issues. And you know that it can get, the lists can get kind of lengthy. So this is truly an overview. I'd like for us to take a look at some things that will help us with this whole discussion. And a lot of you know that very often when we have these discussions, sometimes I like to define the terms so that we can just be on the same page with regards to what we're discussing. And so before we go any further, let's take a look at prostitution defined. Let's say what it is. What is prostitution? It's defined in a number of ways, too. It's not just as cut and dry as you might think. We're going to take a look at some very, very succinct definitions. And then we're going to take a look at what others have to say about prostitution, how they define it. Taking a look at the Merriam-Webster online dictionary, this is how it defines prostitution. It's the act or practice of engaging in promiscuous sexual relations, especially for money. It's also defined as a state of being prostituted, and they include with that the word debasement. And of course, we know that, you know, someone's value is being minimized if they're being debased. Here's how Time magazine addressed prostitution in 1971. The whole subject of prostitution is full of ambiguities and hypocrisies. Even to define the word is not so easy as it might seem. We generally think of the transfer of money as the element that makes prostitution a crime, although money plays a subtle part in all sorts of sexual relationships. Yet, in a number of states, as well as in Webster's newest dictionary, the definition of prostitution includes not only the exchange of money, but also the rather vague concept of promiscuity. For example, forbidding both getting paid for sex and the offering of the body for indiscriminate sexual intercourse without hire. Both of those looked upon as being prostitution. But what is indiscriminate? St. Jerome decried women who had known, quote unquote, many men, and monks argued over the number that would warrant condemnation. Now get these numbers. And they're saying that this is what some of the monks were contending when arguing about the number of men that a woman would have to have had sex with before being condemned. One said 40. If she had sex with 40 men, she could be condemned. Another said if she had had sex with 23,000. 23,000? Can a person live long enough to have sex with 23,000 people? Yes, I guess so. But man, what kind of shape would they be in? Breaking Free Incorporated is a Minnesota-based nonprofit. This is what they said about prostitution. They define it as systematic sexual violence and oppression against women and girls. The system is institutionalized in the sex industry. Strip shows, nude juice bars, massage parlors and saunas, brothels, adult book and video stores, peep shows, live sex shows, sex rings, escort services, mail order brides, street walking, and pornography. Each of these forms of prostitution provides men with unlimited sexual access to women and girls based solely on their ability to pay. Again, I want us to keep in mind, keep an open mind, males are not the only ones who perpetrate prostitution. Keep in mind now, prostitution is perpetrated by males and by females. And so let's just keep that in mind as we're taking a look at this, because I don't want us to get caught up in a gender war. I want us to just look at prostitution, see it for what it is. All right, so we'll come back to that. We're looking now at how different individuals, different specifically organizations, are defining prostitution. We'll look some more at how it's defined. Before we begin to look at the pros and the cons of legalizing it, let's take a look at something else. I wanted us to take a look at the different types of prostitution that was alluded to when we were defining prostitution. Let's look at it more specifically now. Hilary Surratt, PhD, Associate Scientist for the Center for Drug and Alcohol Studies at the University of Delaware, in a July 2005 Journal of Psychology and Human Sexuality article, wrote this. In contrast to popular thinking, female sex workers are an extremely heterogeneous population. They are situated in a myriad of social and environmental contexts. Past and current studies suggest that there are many different types of female sex workers, including call girls and escorts working in the upper echelons of the sex industry, in-house sex workers working in parlors or brothels, street walkers who sell sex for money through sidewalk solicitations, part-timers who supplement their incomes with sex for pay, and drug-involved street-based sex workers, the majority of whom shift between sex for money and sex for drug exchanges as circumstances require. Types of prostitution. Dr. Christine Harcourt, research fellow for the National Center in HIV Epidemiology and Clinical Research at the University of New South Wales, identified different types of prostitution and said that at least 25 types of sex work were identified according to worksite, principal mode of soliciting clients, or sexual practices. And these types of work are often grouped under the headings of direct and indirect prostitution, with the latter group, the indirect prostitution group, less likely to be perceived or to perceive themselves as sex workers. Types of prostitution: street prostitutes, brothel prostitutes, escort prostitutes, private prostitutes, window or doorway prostitutes, club, pub, bar, karaoke bar, dance hall prostitutes, other all-male venues, door knock or hotel prostitutes, transport prostitutes, dealing with shipping, trucking, and train, CB radio prostitutes, and more. We'll begin to look at the pros and cons, whether to legalize or not to legalize prostitution, when we come back. And after we look at some of the pros and cons of that, we're going to take a look a little bit more in depth at some of the types of prostitution. Let's learn about this. Who knows? We may be able to find ways, discover ways to help encourage people to stay away from it. But at any rate, we're going to be learning something about it. Prostitution is the focus. I'll be right back.